Good afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are while you're listening to this podcast. You are tuned to Table Talk with Rookie's Family, and it is Easter Sunday, but it looks more like Christmas morning. It is snowing with huge, dramatic snowflakes. We're recording this on Sunday at about 10 minutes to 4 in the afternoon, so we don't know what awaits us overnight or for the rest of the day, but we are five of us sitting around the table after having Easter dinner and delivering a couple of Easter dinners, Meals on Wheels. And Matthew is out east at the place where he currently lives. And he is enjoying, what, 60-degree weather?
Yeah, we got up to 58 today. Frank and I went out and played Frisbee for a while. Did some walking along the ocean.
Fantastic. Lucky you. We're sitting here. We're gutting it out.
Is it sunny or cloudy?
Sunny.
Ugh. Lucky.
Yeah, 60 all week.
Why is everyone being
I'm not
quiet?
Sure. Gabe is doing some production.
I'm asking for a candle.
I'll go ahead and ask for it. That's fine. We don't have to. It's all good. So what we've decided that we were going to do is do an Easter podcast. We wanted to do one yesterday. We have some new software and a brand new surround microphone that we have. So hopefully the sound quality is much better than it used to be the last couple of days when we were makeshifting at the kitchen table without a microphone. But now that we've got a professional microphone, hopefully it sounds good. All right, it's Easter Sunday. What
How
does this
are people
mean?
Holding up?
Amazing. Just waiting for my stimulus check.
You're not getting a stimulus check.
Yeah, I am.
It doesn't feel like Easter, obviously, with the snow, but sitting and watching Easter Mass online is extremely difficult. However, that being said, I'm glad we could do it.
When did we do it?
Palm Sunday. I did. I was up early. I watched the entire thing.
You weren't up early enough.
You missed Mass. I'm going to go make you watch it again.
Yikes.
I just went back and counted looking at my notes here, and we are on day number 28.
Of quarantine.
Yeah.
28. Wow.
It goes fast, though, I feel like.
Well, I'm not making it another month, so.
Speak for yourself, because Fauci said the other day that we won't get back to normal until November.
Yeah, but we're going to be able to, like, see other people before then. At least I am going to before November.
If you follow the rules, what they want us to follow, the formula, you can't disagree. You have to agree with them that is going to stop people from getting it. Even though if you get it, I think most of the people that are dying are pretty vulnerable. And it's unfortunate that they've taken an early out. But I think even healthy people are getting it, even though they're recovering from it. This is a roll of the dice.
I'm pro getting it for myself. Not for other people, but for myself. I would like that.
Dave, you're going to get roasted in the comments now.
I don't care.
Right, think
roast me
said.
All you want, but I would like to have
a lot
virus.
Of young kids that think that way. That is like, if I'm going to get it, I want to get it now, get it over with, and be done with it.
Like, it's gonna suck when I have it, but I'd rather get it over with now than later.
I don't ever plan on getting it.
I don't want to get it. No, thank you. No. Sophia might want it.
I'm never getting it. I'm the cleanest one here.
But it doesn't even, it doesn't even matter. It's just, we don't know how, when, who, when, what, or why.
You went to the grocery store the other day, so.
I did. Made some big moves.
You could have gotten it there.
Fully masked, and we only went out for Easter essentials.
Yep.
That was why we had to go out.
Was it busy?
I went to CVS. We were out of butter for the last few days, which you use butter for a surprising number of things.
Yeah, never.
Yes, you do, but also just a little hint, you might want to try and stay away from places that sick people go to get medicine.
Well, where else are you going to go on Easter Sunday? Everything's closed.
Well, I get it, but for future, especially out in Boston.
We needed butter for our French toast.
Here, yeah.
You never need butter.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
What you can do, for future reference, you can freeze butter.
Ew, Dad.
Yeah, you just melt it when you can.
We freeze everything, pretty much.
I'm adding bread
and everything.
That's good, so you don't have to go out.
Ew. People that freeze all of that, it's weird as hell. Just buy what you need and eat it.
Well, he's trying to save it. Conserve.
Go no.
When it's I'm one person, I don't eat a loaf of bread that's like the same that you would with six people in the house.
I'm sorry. Right.
I get
gross.
That. But what is frozen bread like?
It's actually not bad. I used to have to buy refrigerated bread that I'd keep in the freezer, and I would toast it twice, actually, and you get a really nice crunch when you toast it twice.
It'll thaw.
If you put it in the toaster right away, you would never notice that it was ever frozen. But absolutely zero difference. We would, if we make sandwiches for lunch, though, it's perfectly normal bread by lunchtime. So.
Yes, you can bring it out and it thaws well.
Oh my God, that's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but if you're...
There's nothing gross about it.
Yeah, wet, soggy bread, like warm, soggy lettuce.
But why would it be wet?
Because it's coming out of the freezer.
No, but that's what you don't understand, so don't... It'll come out, it will thaw fine.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying, and especially in these times of you might have to... hunker down, then you have to...
When have you had frozen bread?
I've had frozen bread throughout my life because we would occasionally freeze a loaf of bread.
I think you guys would be surprised. Most people that listen to this podcast have that freeze bread.
I'm going to make it a poll on Instagram.
Okay.
Because I think it's weird and gross.
I'm not here for it.
It's not soaked in water, McQuinn.
I think it
frozen.
Might be.
There's no water involved.
Toast it twice, and it's great.
Huh. I think we can hear him good, so I think we're good here now. All right, Easter Sunday. Matthew, we sent you an Easter package, which you did not get. I'm very upset with the United States Postal Service. We sent it 2 days. You were supposed to get it Thursday. You didn't get it. I'm really...
Yeah, we mailed it Tuesday, paid a lot of money to have two-day delivery, and now it's Sunday, and he still doesn't have it.
That's pretty annoying. I would call and complain.
Request a refund?
I don't know.
I mean, they shipped it, or maybe at least half, 50%, because you were how many days over?
Well, if you got
6 days. Day was the next option. It was either 2 day or 6 day.
Right. I should have chose 6 day.
And now it's not even going to be 6 day.
No.
I mean, if you don't get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So anyway, our kids woke up, found all three of their Easter baskets. And that's still a tradition. I love hiding Easter baskets. But the only difference is from 10 or 15 years ago, it wasn't 6:15 in the morning. It was, 9:30 in the afternoon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Much better. Why is everybody so quiet there?
I don't know. There's a lot of extracurriculars going on.
People doing some weird stuff during the podcast.
I always think the bunny hides the Easter baskets.
The bunny does hide the Easter basket. Of course, but the kids found them.
We have not podcast clearly in quite a while.
Why can't you guys focus on the podcast and not do anything else?
Matthew, we are literally all sitting right here. It's people.
You're all silent.
People are doing weird things.
Because Mom caught me in the Santa Claus with the hiding of the Easter baskets.
What? Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just that you guys are an absolute mess today.
Yeah.
Well, we're a little discombobulated. 28 days in quarantine. We're all definitely going through our crabby days. I had mine yesterday when I really had a hard time at the grocery store wearing a mask.
I just went into
shutdown, and it was so panicky for me. I hated every second of it.
It's weird.
Like I said, that is the last time I can go out. I cannot wear that mask.
I love wearing mine because it fits perfectly my rookie rag, and I think I'm a bank robber.
I love wearing mine because I don't have to wear makeup or anything, and it's just like so nice.
I like that too, Sophia.
I have not put mine on.
I don't get. So I'll be walking down the street. I'll just be like out for a walk, get some air, and there will be people who will, as you pass them, put a mask on or cover their mouth with a scarf. But it's only when they're passing someone, which I don't get it. It just seems dumb. It's either wear the mask or don't wear the mask. Me walking past you is not going to give you corona.
I feel that, though. That I kind of have to do that. I can't stay on the mask.
What do you feel?
Well, then don't wear it.
Do you feel claustrophobic?
Yes.
Or do you feel like you can't breathe? You're rebreathing over there. But
why?
There's an abundance of air.
Breathers.
Oh, I hate yes. it.
Well, I think that's so interesting, Mom.
Anyway, so we have, you know, pretty much another couple of weeks for sure. Well, inside.
At least.
Yeah.
At least, right.
What is the biggest thing that you have learned from this whole coronavirus? What's the most surprising thing through all the illness, all the people, all the press conferences? What shocked you the most?
That there still is no cure for coronavirus.
Okay.
For me, it's that it takes a relatively small thing to shut down the world, and that we all think we're so far apart from each other, and yet we're so not.
True.
That's a good point.
How unprepared, like, everybody is. Like, they all say that they are prepared for all of this, but then it actually hits and they can't do anything
about it. You mean private citizens or the government?
No, like, everybody. Like, governments, countries,
yeah.
people.
What would we need to do to be more prepared?
Well, let's finish, though. Let's finish this. Sophia didn't finish yet.
I was going to say, I'm shocked at how people are, like, reacting and how many complainers there are about the world. Like, people that are celebrities complaining about their quarantine when they're sitting by their pools and, like, having drinks. And I'm like, we're in Minnesota and it's snowing.
Matthew?
What am I most surprised by?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't been terribly surprised, to be honest.
Okay. My biggest surprise is that Dr. Fauci was the captain of his basketball team, seeing how small
oh my
he was.
God.
Yeah,
that was the most shocking thing. I can't believe that. That guy, though, how awesome is he that you don't know what his political persuasion is. He respects the president, but he also will say, the president can say that. That's his opinion. But here's what science says. And it's not a fight. It's not a... I think he's a la kind of Tim Walz, who's done a great job in Minnesota of being very middle of the road and not playing politics. I think that doctor is just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's done a nice job.
All right, Matthew, now to your point. You were going to say something.
Oh, everyone's like, how unprepared we are. But I guess I don't know what I would have done to be more prepared for a global pandemic.
I think at least we needed better communication between, like, all of the countries. People kind of jumped to conclusions that they made by themselves that weren't actual, like, real. And I feel like our, like, countries' responses were too delayed.
Yeah, but it's because...
Like, as soon as we got word that there was something that was going around that was spreading and it was super infectious, I feel like we should have shut off all of our borders.
Well, if one country right would away. Have... let the rest of the world know, we would not be in the situation we are in today.
Well, I know, but, like, even when we did find out, like, Trump didn't shut down our borders right away. He waited until it was already in our country, where it should have been, like, only mm-hmm. Americans are allowed back in. Nobody can go out, and no other citizen can come in.
I think he might have wanted to do that, but there's other people that were against that.
So is that what we're saying when we say, like, oh, we're not prepared? Well, like, I don't think I could have done anything differently that would have helped.
And I think partially, too, the fact that, I mean, I guess I was completely unaware that the government even stockpiled stuff for, you know, a potential pandemic. But the fact that we were not restocked after the last time.
Yeah.
That was a huge failure
on the previous administration, let me say.
Right, but then also, it doesn't just fall solely on them, because someone should have seen that, hey, we didn't restock anything.
Right.
We need to do that.
What did we need to restock from?
From
SARS.
SARS and what was the other?
Ebola.
Swine flu.
During the previous...
Was SARS even here?
They used MERS. All of the mass and stuff.
Why are we here? Wasn't that SARS was in China?
Well,
avian flu.
I don't know. It was something during the previous administration.
Was it MERS, Middle East?
And it wasn't restocked. And, you know, Matthew, it's not necessarily that we used it here. We would send it to other countries, too. Which I think that's great. I'm all for it. Help out whoever. And I also think the responsibility falls on the states. The states, I think, are learning that we can't count on the government stockpile. We have to have our own stuff.
Well, and I think especially when it's the entire world that's having this issue, yeah, your state needs to be set up.
And
to
the hospitals.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, think about that because we on a state level, things are in a warehouse that are within 200 miles or 300, however big your state is. And as the federal government is concerned, you're waiting for the warehouse, the military to bring that out, and there's a filter down effect. And if you have a base in every state for that, I mean, that's unfortunately what maybe we're going to learn that we have to be ready for. Yeah. I do think...
As I say, I think it's been incredibly interesting how important local government has become, where it's like, it's what you just said, Mom, but a lot of people think, like, take less power or... I don't know, take power from the federal government and give it more to state and local governments.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is just puts perfectly why that's important and how effective communication needs to happen at a local level.
Right.
Mom had a good point yesterday, too, talking about once this is all over, the doomsday preppers are going to be out of this world. People are going to be stockpiling everywhere.
You want us to be selling bunkers right now.
Yeah, literally. I think this kind of makes me want to be a little bit of a doomsday prepper.
I've always wanted to be a doomsday
prepper.
More than
I've ever thought about it before. I'm not sure what I would have, but...
Toilet paper.
Right.
Toilet paper, yes. Apparently.
I think the, like, hand sanitizer
yes.
is something that now, after this, you should have a... not saying, like, a whole closet full of hand sanitizer, but you should always have a couple extra bottles on hand because that...
Yeah,
that's
ours
good.
Is running out. I barely have any left here.
Do you think people's attitudes will change as far as the big grab for the lady at Aldi saying these are all mine, or do you think it's gonna people will once it levels out, people are gonna go? I'll
I think
take
it
a
already is. I see toilet paper now quite frequently. I have yet to see hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. I saw Clorox
wipes. Not like I go
out very often.
Right.
So yeah, I think stuff is slowly, not saying that people don't need it, but that people are like, okay, now it's norm. The kind of panic of, holy crap, we're in a pandemic, in quarantine, we got to get it all. I think it's slowly starting to calm down. I saw someone tweet, they were at the grocery store, and they're like, the pasta is finally coming back. Like, people have food. We're going to be okay.
Well, and that's, you know, that's the stuff you can store away, that fresh produce. That's another story. I've seen that everywhere. You know, stuff that's out. There's been no shortage of meat, no shortage of other produce.
Speaking of meat.
Oh, yeah. We have a fun meat story to tell, Matthew.
The weirdest story that I've ever heard in my life.
I'll start.
Okay.
Dad and I were sitting on the patio in the backyard yesterday. And there's a van that pulls up in back behind our house. It's from a butcher shop. It's got the writing on the side. And an old guy gets out and says, I don't know, what did he say? Do you want to buy some meat?
You want to buy some meat? We have half priced on all of this meat from retail prices. And that made me stood up.
In a van?
Yeah, in a van by the river. No, it was well labeled. It was well labeled. It's a butcher shop that I have seen before. It's in Cottage Grove. So it was legit. It's just like their delivery truck. But I'm sure people aren't going out to the butcher shop. And so they had to go, you know, do something. And
like, oh, you came to the right house. Talk to the meat man.
I talked him down quite a bit. Yep, talked him down quite a bit. Got one hell of a deal on some steaks, fillets. And some other stuff.
So you bought meat from a van?
Yep. Our freezer is full of meat from a van.
Even though my place is Grunhofer's, and I haven't been up there, they're a good sponsor to the podcast. I got our double smoked bone-in ham for Easter.
Oh,
I've got the Rookie Burgers, all the brats. That's my number one spot. But not venturing out as of late. It was nice when the meat came to me.
Like an ice cream truck.
Yeah, I didn't buy too much. I didn't buy that much. It was just a couple of steaks and some burgers. I felt like I should do it because he's out there hustling. He needs the help too. You know, where people are helping out the restaurants and the industry, but I just felt give them just a little bit of a shot.
And local, it's 10 minutes from our house. It's, you know.
Right, right. So that was the real reason. But I did have one hell of a big smile on my face loading up that loading up the freezer.
Pulls up.
Yep. Literally.
Yeah, I said to Dad, this is your dream come true.
It was insane.
So the next time you come home, we're cooking some steak.
That's like at a, where were we? Were we at a softball game that one time? And we were saying, man, how hungry we were.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, a Domino's delivery driver pulled up and said, I have pizzas if you want to buy them.
Amazing. I always remember that.
That was at
you were playing softball McLaren.
Okay. The Humane Society in Como.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
McMurray.
No, you were playing softball.
No, I was sitting there. Starving, and I saw that man walk up with pizza, and it was an epiphany moment. My life changed.
I remember that change.
Religious moment.
Speaking of religious, did you see Saint John got his piece in the gospel today?
Yes.
Today's gospel is about the opening of the tomb, and John in his gospel always says that he outran Peter.
I did to the see. Tomb. Somebody's on my Snapchat on their story put, repost this on your story because this man died for us today if you love Jesus.
Fail.
And it's like, you know, you must not really love him because then you would know that he did not die today.
Days ago, if you're following along.
Well, on a more lighter note.
Yeah, let's not get stuck by this virus,
done
even though it's serious.
About COVID. I was looking for something like fun and interesting, not COVID related. And I found this blogger, Natalia Taylor. She's a YouTuber and a blogger, Instagrammer. And she came up with a clever idea of, she went to IKEA, got all dolled up, went in one of their kitchens and had her photographer go with her. And they took photos of her in an IKEA kitchen and then an IKEA bathroom. And she captioned her post as Bali, the queen has arrived. So she had all her followers thinking that she was in Bali. And then a few days later, like, released it saying, like, you can't always take what people say for,
take it with the
as
grains.
The truth.
Right.
Yeah, as the truth. And, but yeah, the photos are really funny. And she literally looks like she's at a super nice hotel.
How did she get to IKEA right now? Was this before this?
Well, yeah, this was a little bit before quarantine.
Okay. Yes.
I was so confused.
Yeah, so she is, and people were like, then, like, on her Instagram. So she came clean. She's like, I did this as like an experiment. And people are in her Instagram like, she is in IKEA. She's lying. And it's like, she literally owned up to it saying she did an experiment. Yeah. And people are like, she lies. It's like, okay.
See you.
But yeah, I think that's super interesting. And it is funny because you believe those bloggers. Like, everything they're saying is real. Oh, they're actually doing this. Mm-hmm. And then
All of my bloggers, I believe anything they post. All of them.
So explain this to me. She's an Instagram person of following or whatever. How many does
she have?
She's
a blogger, Dad. She
an
has
Instagram person of following.
351,000 followers on Instagram. But I think her preferred platform is YouTube. She's got 2 million subscribers on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
And so with 2 million, Clorox wipes goes to her and say, we want you to sponsor us, and that's how she makes her money off of YouTube.
Sure.
YouTube pays people per the amount of views they get on their videos.
This doesn't matter.
You're getting way too out of my scope.
So like every 100,000 views, they'll give you $1,000.
It's different for every kind of blogger.
Gotcha.
So don't ask me about what
it's called a vlog. Vlogger, not blogger.
It doesn't matter.
It
has her
very different
things. It has her quoted as a blogger with a B.
Well, she's not if she uses
YouTube.
Okay, all right.
Please
stop. I'll get bogged down in that, yeah. Who's next up? Sophia? What about all this snow? It's crazy.
Crazy.
Sophia had a late night last night. Describe what you did, because somebody that's stuck in quarantine just might do that with some of their friends that are in high school. Or
yep, I did a Zoom happy hour with my friends, and we played. They had a Cards Against Humanity on Zoom, a version of that, so that was super fun. So I played that with my friends, and we were up pretty late.
But I could still hear her at what, 1:30?
Yeah.
2 o'clock.
We were up really late.
I texted her at 1 and I'm like, can you please just stop yelling? Because she had her iPad or her AirPods in, so she can't hear how loud she is. And she's like, ha 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 ha.
I know, I was being loud.
It's fine. But did calm down right after I sent
it.
I did.
Yeah, yeah, we kind of shut it down after that. But I did want to talk about dry brushing.
No.
This is just for our podcast viewers. And it's super good for reducing cellulite, unclogging pores, stress relief, lymphatic system stimulation, and exfoliating your dead skin cells. So I think it's a great quarantine activity to order a dry brush, and you do it right before you're gonna get into the shower. And it makes your skin so smooth, and I recommend everyone here to try it out.
I have two questions.
Yes.
First, do you use this?
Yes.
With what?
It's like a brush that...
I've never seen a brush. Okay, the second thing...
Do you have that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Is why did you...
Because McClure is nervous because she has one too. Yeah. But I ordered
and it would,
one like a week ago.
It would freak me out if she was exfoliating her skin with that, as I am exfoliating mine and her dead skin is on
your
mine.
Your family, what does it matter?
My butt needs some exfoliation.
No. Your family's, what does it matter?
No. Oh my God.
Second thing is, why did you read those out of order?
Gabe, what are you talking about?
So what are you doing to pass the time with coronavirus with your friends?
I don't think you're dry brushing. Your skin is very cracky.
What?
What are you doing with your
friend? Brandon and I have chosen to learn new skills.
How's that going?
Brandon bought a guitar off Amazon for $40, and he is learning how to play the guitar. That is going well.
Is he?
And then,
fun.
Yep. And I have a Rubik's Cube, and I decided to learn how to do a Rubik's Cube. And so now I can do it. I can do it. Right now, it takes me about, you know, 5 minutes or so, but I want to get that down to, like, a minute or less.
That's weird.
You're so
But here's
weird.
My question for you. Have you picked up Brannick's guitar?
That's what
I was just about to ask.
And played it at all?
Yes, I have. It's, I hadn't played the guitar in, I don't know, many years, because I just, we don't have one, so I haven't played in a while. I still remember some chords, a few scales, and... I don't know, I don't have any, I mean, I can still play Smoke on the Water, or...
I hope so.
I'm going to learn, I used to know Sweet Home Alabama, and I remember the chords for it, so I'm going to put that together.
So
I
then...
have that song in my repertoire.
Next week, are you guys going to, like, trade? Like, Brannick does the Rubik's Cube, and you learn more
stuff? Well, we've both been kind of doing it, but it's, I don't know. I'll see if I can get this Rubik's Cube down to less than a minute to finish it, and then I'll probably move on to something else.
This just reminded me of, kind of piggybacks off of what McLaren was saying, but we were sitting in one of my friend's basements, and they had a guitar there. So I picked up the guitar, and I was like, I've done guitar lessons. I know how to play the guitar. And I just started kind of just
strumming,
like going like this and moving my fingers. And it's like, do you guys recognize this song? And they were like, oh my God, you know how to play the guitar? And I was like, no. I was sitting there going like this with my hand and just like moving my fingers back and forth.
That's hilarious.
It's all a matter of perspective.
Like, what are you doing?
I have not learned any, I've been working on my French.
Yes, you have.
I've been working on my French with, what is it, Duolingo? Where you can learn, it's online, you can learn Spanish, French, any, but I've been brushing up, and I'm doing very well in my...
Didn't you...
I've heard,
go ahead, man.
I was going to say, I've heard great things about that website or app.
Yeah, you can start at an intermediate level or, you know, I don't know anything, up to an expert level. And I started in the middle, and they said, you're doing great. It's pretty basic, but you just learn the It a lot of it's come back from high school, so it's pretty easy. But I have not learned any instruments. I think we would drive each other nuts if we were practicing an instrument that we didn't know around
that
here.
That is not going to be a thing. Yeah.
Get out the old harmonica.
I haven't learned a skill, but I have been doing research along with one of my friends who gave me information. I'm trying to nail down a skincare routine. So I did place an order on Sephora, and we'll see how it goes once it gets here.
Is that face vacuum along with your skin?
Not a face vacuum, no.
Trying to get a
face vacuum?
Yeah, have you seen those?
That's what Gabe wants.
Mm-hmm. It pulls out your pores.
Absolutely
it doesn't
not.
Pull out your pores. It pulls out gunk and dirt that are in your pores.
Yeah.
I want my pores.
Yeah, you don't want dirt in your pores. You want to get rid of that.
It doesn't hurt.
No, don't be vacuuming my face.
Probably feels good.
Matthew, you're afraid of vacuums anyway, in general.
Oh, vacuums are terrifying. You never know if someone's going to sneak up on you if you can't hear them coming.
I've never once been scared vacuuming about that.
Oh, I have to do it when I know where McLaren is because I know she'll sneak up on me.
Exactly.
Yep.
So if you're vacuuming the corner of your room, your back's to the door, you don't know if someone's coming up on you.
Yep,
I will say, I think there is a Criminal Minds in which a lady is vacuuming and she unfortunately does not make it because she does not hear the person coming in.
Ooh.
So. Yeah.
So sweeping is much safer.
So it's real
grooming.
Life.
Grooming is much safer.
I have a couple other things if no one else has something.
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, Brannick and I also watched on Netflix. I watched The Two Popes.
Yes.
Highly recommend.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. With Pope Francis and Pope Benedict and sort of their relationship and that whole transition between them. Super interesting. I don't know 100% what's true, what's not true. I think they did a pretty good job. It's almost documentary style, but it is actors.
Mm.
I would highly recommend Two Popes. We also watched The New Pope, we watched The Young Pope on HBO Go. Do not watch it. It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's just the most bizarre show. There's no plot. I thought it was absolutely terrible.
And it's called The Young Pope?
Yeah, on HBO Go, they have The Young Pope and The New Pope.
Hmm.
The Young Pope came out first, and then The New Pope is like the sequel to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a TV show. Don't watch it. Horrible.
Hmm.
Is it somewhat, I know it's fictional, but is it somewhat, who's the young pope? Just a guy?
A cardinal, and he's in his like 30s or something. Terrible, terrible show.
Okay.
Don't watch it.
Two Popes is highly recommended.
Two Popes is great. The other thing, I don't know if you guys seen this, a new app launched on the 6th called Quibi, Quibi.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I don't know what it is.
They raised $1.75 billion, I think, prior to launching. It's run by Meg Whitman, who is the HP CEO for a while, but they're doing like short form content. They launched with 50 different shows and the episodes are about 10 minutes a piece. So like 5 to 10 minutes episodes, and it's made for like watching on the go. So like if you have a commute, like if you're sitting on a bus or something, it's like a 10 minute episode, and episodes come out every weekday.
Hmm.
And so each show, they might have, it's 10 minute episodes, and then there's like 12 episodes. Brannick and I watched one of the shows called The Most Dangerous Game. The show is awesome. Super cool, really interesting, fun to watch, entertaining.
Is that?
But,
sorry.
It's Liam Hemsworth is the actor.
Yeah.
It.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching a movie over 12 days. It's like, imagine you're watching a movie, but you can only watch 10 minutes of that movie every day.
Oh, I don't know
it's
about that.
Awful.
Can you continue if there's been all of the episodes are out, can you just watch all of them straight through?
Yes, but then you just have to wait like 12 days for it all to be out.
I don't think I'd like this.
Matthew,
it's weird.
Do you have to pay to get it?
Yeah.
They have a 90-day free trial right now.
Okay.
So we're just doing a free trial, but it is, once the trial's done, it's either $4.99 a month, $4.99 a month with ads, or $7 or $8 without ads.
Yeah, $7.99 without.
Yeah. There might be some cool shows on it. It's all huge budget shows, big actors and everything. Mark Wahlberg has a show on it. Liam Hemsworth, Chance the Rapper, Chrissy Teigen. So they have big names. It's well-produced, high-production stuff. But the format is just extremely weird.
Is Chrissy Teigen a big name?
You never mention her on this podcast.
I knew I would get that response. And as far as you don't have much of a commute. So what are you complaining about, Mom?
I'm not complaining.
No, I said you said 10 minutes. I don't know if I could do that. I'm thinking, well, you don't have
No, I mean, because it's too short.
Oh, yeah, okay. I would not like that at all.
But you know what it would be nice for is like if you're running on a treadmill and you just do like two episodes of something, keeps you entertained. You don't necessarily want to watch like a half hour thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, 15, I could see that.
Fast.
That's
all I got.
We are well into season 3 of Ozark. And it has not has not disappointed.
Don't say anything.
Oh, yeah, it's really...
it's very good.
Any other new binge shows for listeners that might... we did watch The Sting the other night. Mom, McLaren, and Sophia and I really forced them. And I was very stern about, just come on, do this one thing for me. And they were not into it. And then at the end... yes, they were into what the Sting was, and they couldn't hold back. They went 10 out of 10.
No.
10 out of 10.
No, you can't.
Okay, when I added all the scores individually, it was 10 out of 10.
You can't make up what our thoughts were on the movie, because you already put out on Instagram saying like how much we loved it.
Yep, loved it.
Which was not the case. We liked the last 20 minutes, and you didn't need the rest of the movie.
We tolerated the last 20 minutes.
No, I actually enjoyed the last 20 minutes of the movie. Here's the thing. If they redid that and actually got actors that can act and...
Ryan Reynolds and...
yeah, he actually might be a great cast. The movie would have an awesome... It could be an awesome movie. It's got a cool plot, but the way they did it, and I mean it was made 50 years ago, awful.
I will say, I love Robert Redford, and Paul Newman was a little bit too old for me, but I mean, I liked Paul Newman, and they can actually both act. However, in this particular movie, I don't know why it's so liked. The acting is awful. Awful.
It got 94 and 95% on Rotten Tomatoes and Fallen Popcorn, or whatever that is.
Because the plot line is good. The execution was
the
awful.
The way they talk, it's like they're reading cue cards or something.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hey, yeah. Robert Redford looks like Zach Galifianakis.
What?
I don't know if I could see that. No. He looks like Brad.
Have you guys seen the meme of Robert Redford? And he's like nodding, but everyone thinks it's Zach Galifianakis, but it's not.
No.
Not seen that.
I have not.
All right, well, look it up.
Well, anyway, we watched that. What did we watch? Last night we watched a movie.
Good Boys.
The Good Boys.
The Good Boys. Just McLaren, Matt, and I. It was all right. It's kind of a coming of age movie. Well, kind of. It is a coming of age movie.
Inappropriate?
Yes.
Highly inappropriate.
Very.
Yes. It is inappropriate.
But it's funny. It's
there
really
are funny,
funny
moments. The boys are cute.
You are acting like you didn't like it, I feel like.
I was not.
No, right now I feel like you're acting like you didn't really like it.
I liked it. I didn't love it. I liked it.
It's a great feel-good movie for right now.
I thought it was good.
They both sat there laughing at everything, so I don't know what they're trying to play right now, but
it was no
they
Sting,
liked it.
But it was okay.
You're right. It was better than the
yes,
Sting.
It was definitely better than the Sting.
That one's going to hurt. That one's really going to hurt. I do see the Zach Galifianakis, Robert Redford, and when he looks like the Mountain Man.
Yeah, I
could definitely
those together
see
are
that.
Pretty.
Yeah, but Robert Redford is thin. And I was
look at that photo.
He's a little chunkier.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Robert Redford.
Why is he? Yeah, there he
was.
Clearly
a role.
For a movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what movie that is.
I don't know either. Don't ask because we'll probably have to watch it, and you don't live here right now, so keep your mouth quiet.
Really might have to be
Jeremiah Johnson.
I don't
know. 1972 Western film.
Matthew, oh, absolutely okay, shut up now. One.
Here we go on that.
Oh, my God. No, I will not watch that.
It is snowing, and it's slushy and crummy weather, and Gabe drove on the freeway today. We dropped off meals for Grandma and Grandpa at their house, and Gabe drove everywhere. He did a pretty good job. How was it driving in the snow?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Feels the exact same.
No, it doesn't.
You guys, the streets are not even
bad
right
now. He was going
now.
Over the slushy things.
He was going 70 miles an hour.
That's different, but it's like, I didn't feel uncomfortable driving. Like, I felt pretty comfortable the entire time.
Well, that's good to
yeah,
me.
That is good.
Well, you did a good job, so you're to be commended.
You just take turns a little too fast. But other than that, you do a great
I'm
job.
I'm literally the best, I'm better driver than McLaren is.
I'm not saying I'm a great driver.
Doesn't take much.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm saying I'm a better driver than you.
That's fine.
After we podcast and get everything done, we're going to dye some eggs, and I'm really up for a Mario tournament.
I have to sleep for about 6 hours.
You guys got to quit staying up late. Mario, yeah. Tetris, Dr. Mario.
I just want to say Gabe is going to have an interesting week of school. His school has changed their distance learning practices.
So stupid.
And it's pretty much going to be run like a regular school day now.
So 8:40 to 3:15.
Yes. I love it.
There is yeah. no way I am doing that.
Well, yeah, you'll have to know.
It's not an option.
The thing is, they just did it by themselves, but they said that they were going to try and take into consideration what the students thought and like what was going good and what was going bad. Every single student said that it was going good, at least in my flex class, which is kind of like a group of students that just kind of talk and see what's going good and see what's going bad. And nobody said they wanted to anything to change. They just said, like, you know, there were a few hiccups that they needed to work out. But no one, absolutely nobody, suggested that they should put it at an actual school day. And the reason behind them doing that is to try and make it normal. It's yes. not normal at all. Nothing about this is normal, and that's not going to be normal. So just let us have the not normal.
No, I think as high schoolers, you need to be led.
Nope.
Well, we'll update you next weekend as to how the more structured form of distance learning goes.
It's going to go terrible.
It's going to be hard.
My Easter dinner has just arrived.
Your what?
My Easter dinner has just arrived.
Oh, what is that?
We got burgers.
Oh, good for you. That makes me happy. All right, let's wrap up our podcast.
You
want to
bail out then and go chow?
Yep.
Bail out.
I have a rodeo burger waiting for me.
Oh, good for you.
Yummy.
Happy Easter.
Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay, bro.
And curly fries.
Ooh. All right.
All right, good luck, Matthew. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Yes, you will.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. All right, so let's wrap it up for this version of Table Talk with Rookies Family. We love your reviews. We've been away for about, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 days. So we're back. Look for more quarantine podcasts coming this week. We might do one every other day, even if we're inspired every day for maybe 10 minutes or so.
Just because you're not working, I'm still working. So
I've got a hard week to work.
Let's not make any promises to our listeners.
It's just you and Sophia.
Yeah, but I'm the only one's not working.
Sophia's in school.
All right, well, I might just ramble for about 10 minutes one day, and that'll be my my podcast.
You do you.
Thank you. Happy Easter to you. The Lord has risen. Hallelujah. All right, we'll see you next time on the Family Podcast. Table Talk with Lucas Family. We want your feedback, reviews, etc.
Thank you. Ever shut up?
I've got one more thing to say.